This is Party Line.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio
and Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7-day-a-week news media. This is WILO and WILO-FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures.
The Ramsey Show.
So $209,000 paid off in 4 years. What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
We did a budget for years, and we didn't stick to it, and that doesn't do anything. So you actually have to follow the roadmap.
Did people think you were weird for doing this stuff?
Yeah.
Right. He cut my hair. We re-roofed our house on our own.
Dave, would Sharon let you cut her hair?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you mess up, it just gets shorter.
He's figured it out.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders, but did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Duns have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West,
Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deals, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Melissa Miller at an undisclosed location. And Melissa, joining us here in the studio this morning, we've got Dr. Matt Rota and also Leslie Miller. Dr. Rota is the brand new Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent. Thanks for coming in this morning, Dr.
Hey, you're Rota. Welcome, Kevin. Great to be here.
Welcome to the community. And I know that you've met Ken and a few others in the community. Has Frankfort treated you well so far?
Frankfort has treated me, the best they can. So it's been a great year and a half so far that I've been here. It's been a great community to be part of.
Good. And you come in and we get a brand new paved parking lot. That's nice does that look over there, huh?
Well, I'd like to take credit for that, but that's our former superintendent that got that rolling, Joel McKinney.
Yeah, Joel got a lot of good things
rolling, didn't he? Yes.
Well, I know that there's been a lot going on, and there is a lot going on with the Community Schools of Frankfort. Could you tell us a little bit about the superintendent entry plan, that what you're going to kind of be doing and what some goals you'd like to accomplish this year?
Yes. When I interviewed for the position, and most superintendents do this when they come in, they give a plan that they want to do in the first 100 days of getting in the role. And I separated into a number of categories. The first is the governance category, and that really, we've got our Frankfort Middle School project coming up here in a couple of years, and we've got some other projects that we'd like to do too, with the Career and Tech Center, with updating our outdoor facilities, and just, roofs on buildings need to be updated. So with the governance, working with our bond attorney, as well as our finance team and architects, to be able to get master plan and what capacity we have without raising taxpayer dollars. So that's been in the governance part. Our student achievement part, and that's where Leslie comes in too. We want to hold our kids to high expectations. And so we have developed as a district three pillars of excellence. Our mission statement for Community Schools of Frankfort is ensuring excellence for every student every day. We've got three pillars of excellence that will put into play this year. Our pillar of literacy, pillar of community, bringing a culture and community to our schools that people want to staff and kids and want to be here and take pride in that. And then our third is holding all of our graduating seniors to high expectations, to have a post-secondary expectation and know what they want to do. Well, we've got to start developing that in elementary school and middle school level too. And then also being part of the community, finding ways that we bring our community in and we share about what we're doing as a school district, but we also take questions to help make us better. So those are three areas that we really want to target that align with our board goals. It's helpful to be here over the past year and a half to know what our board goals are. And so my entry plan really aligned with our board goals, the governance piece, the student achievement piece, school safety piece that falls within the community.
I graduated 30 years ago from high school here in Indiana, and I didn't know what I wanted to do or didn't really think about it until my freshman, sophomore year. But you had mentioned that we're really thinking about it now in middle school for kids and stuff and developing that early.
Part of just with the Indiana Pathways that and our new school improvement plans from the state really kind of help us focus on getting that college and career mindset from an early grade level. And we have a few grants that the state we were able to get in with as part of that community piece with IUK, with Wabash Valley Education Center, and with another group called Insight. And part of that is really giving us the capacity to be able to build our career program from an elementary level through middle school to get kids exploring about what are different careers out there. And so we're going to find ways to be able to expose kids to different careers And so that by the time they hit that freshman year, they'll have a general idea at least what they want to get into. I know I was that way in college too. Mm-hmm. Started college, didn't know what I wanted to do, but had some general ideas. And we want to be able to give kids the opportunity to explore those at an early age. So when they hit high school, they can start working in courses that they can earn their dual credit. So hopefully by the time they graduate from high school, they can have an associate's degree and be able to help pay for college. So that's another long-term goal, too.
You'd mentioned the middle school renovation project. What do we know about that?
Well, we're working with our finance team. Just got information about that yesterday. We're going to work with our finance team to see what of capacity we have to spend on that project. Originally, we were looking at around $22 million with the increase in cost. That may be a little more than that. So that middle school project will take place in June of 2024, and we'll kick that off on our November 8th board meeting to be able to kick off the what that will look like with the public hearings and giving the public an opportunity to ask questions. So that'll all start in November, but we will, before that, we'll be able to kind of know what we have to spend on that, again, without raising any taxpayer dollars.
The middle school seems like it has good bones.
It has. It does. It has good bones, and actually, it's got a great, you know, it's got an old HVAC system in it, but it's not computerized like all the new ones. So it probably is our most one of our
biggest can be, expenses.
That's right, biggest expense. But you know, it's a building built in the late '80s, and it's time for a lot of renovations. Mm-hmm. And really, the big piece of it is the safety piece. The office sets back when you walk in. We want to bring that up to the front. We're thinking of student safety and staff safety.
Sure.
And then we just need to give it new
freshen
look on
it
the
up
inside
a little bit,
and on the end that nobody can see, but have new HVAC system put into it. And if we can, maybe possibly add an auditorium to be able to give space. We really want to get our arts program is essential for a school district. And so if we can get an auditorium at the middle school for performing arts, that would be ideal too.
Very good. Before we get to Leslie, are there any concerns that you have with the budget that you're working with and the operations and stuff?
Of course
we always want more.
We always want more. We're our education fund is healthy. It's our operations fund. That's what, pays for our busing and fuel and upgrades of buildings. And so most school districts take a hit on that. We're allowed to transfer so much money, 15% of our education fund over to our operations fund on a monthly basis. But there may be some times that we need to do more than that to be able to offset that. That operations fund is funded by property taxes.
Sure.
And so there's a circuit breaker that we can't go above. And so that's why we're always short on the operations fund. So we're able to do it right now, but it's helpful to be able to have capacity to take out bonds to be able to also upgrade our facilities and make things look nice, just like the parking lots you alluded to earlier.
Dr. Rhoda, you brought in Leslie Miller. She's a mentor.
Yes.
And Leslie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So you've had several roles, I think, with the Community Schools of Frankfort. What is the new Teacher Academy, and tell us what your role is now in that?
So I'm currently the Director of Student Achievement, and I'm very proud of the project that we're putting forward with our new teachers. I'm one to believe that the way you treat your new staff in your buildings and in your community is indicative of the community you're building. And in Frankfort, we are very careful to make sure that we welcome every teacher and provide them a lot of learning opportunities. So we have a program for teachers who enter our schools for that first year and second year. If you have been in teaching or if you are new to teaching, we ask you to be part of what's called the New Teacher Academy. And this is professional development that happens every month at one or two settings where they will come and work with staff members around the district on a variety of topics. For instance, this coming month, because we're just jumping into the school year, we're going to be doing a lot of work around supporting students in the classroom and making thoughtful environments for them, as well as stop the bleed training for our teachers and staff on how to support students and faculty should there ever be an emergency in our building. So it's a proactive approach to make sure that we are educating our educators about the processes and the systems we have in our schools. So that happens for any teacher entering our district. The second part of this is we have so many teachers that are coming into education, and they're coming in, but we need to make them and help them to see how powerful and wonderful a career this can be. And so inducting them into the career of education is important to us. We have an induction mentoring program where we match a teacher with a veteran teacher who can help lead them in the process of the best ways to teach in the classroom. Each month, they have topics they're specifically going to talk about. They have a book study. So the mentor's reading a book that's the same as the mentee. And so if their topic at hand is how to create a classroom environment, they both have resources to read on that and then talk about. So we're not leaving anything to chance in the sense of making sure our teachers feel equipped and ready for each day.
It's like detailed onboarding, right?
Very detailed onboarding.
Yeah, that's
good. We don't let it go. We do that for 2 years. And we make sure every teacher walking into our district does have a mentor so that they feel they have a connection. Because the one thing we know is when our staff and our community feels connected, they're more apt to stay.
Sure.
Last year we had, I believe, around 45 teachers who started in our district new, and I think we retained 42.
Wow.
So there's something to be said to that connection piece.
Have we always done something like this in recent years?
We've always done new teacher academy. We haven't always done the mentor piece. That was a new twist. Another part that we've added is that we make sure that when we ask those teachers to come, we're providing them with resources. So if you come to a training, we're going to either give you a professional book or tools you can use in the classroom to implement what they're learning. So we've added that piece. We've also added the induction program as being more structured. And so, yeah, I think we've always done it, but now we are keeping our eyes very close to this because we know that retaining our staff is what's most important. That's, it's not just a simple matter of making people feel comfortable. It's a money matter as well. It is a very expensive process every time a new teacher has to come into a corporation.
Absolutely. And, you know, the continuing education is important for everybody.
Absolutely.
Like you said, even teachers, you know, for sure.
We have a lot of veteran teachers who show up at these meetings as well.
That's
and they
good.
Walk
that's...
well going, oh, we forgot about that. But
and
that's
that says
a good reminder.
Something about the school system, you know. It really does. Mm-hmm. Ken wanted me to ask about the reading scores. Where do we stand on that? And he said you might know a little something about that, Leslie.
We do. Dr. Rhode has been talking to all of our staff about that. And we are not
That's
where
so
we,
important, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Reading's the foundation of everything. That is going to be our big focus. It's one of our pillars. Early literacy is a piece that we really want to see in place and solid. So this year we have two instructional coaches who are supporting particularly kindergarten, some of first grade, to make sure that our students, it's instructional coaching to support student achievement. So we're constantly keeping our eye on their growth and making sure that they walk out of kindergarten and first grade ready to read and continuing to read. So we're not where we want to be, but our goal is that by the end of this year, and I have no doubt we'll surpass it, is that we want 80% of our students to be on grade level, ready for the next grade level in first kindergarten and first grade. So I have no doubt our teachers can do it. And I have no doubt that we have the supports that we need in place to be able to do it. It's just keeping our focus right there.
Yeah, got to stay focused for sure. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to share with us that I've not asked you about or just give you an opportunity? Really appreciate you coming in.
And we appreciate you having us to be able to share the great things happening in our school system. And Leslie is the Director of Student Achievement at Central Office. Wanted to make sure that listeners know what her role is. And we just thank you for letting us come in here and share with you today.
Yeah, for sure. And Ken said that you may be open to doing this once a month.
I talked to Ken and would like to do this once a month after every board meeting. That way, and bring a guest along when they take part in the superintendent's report, like Leslie did last night to talk about the mentor program. So
Very
we've got
good.
Some other others coming up that looking forward to sharing.
All right. We'll look forward to have that. Leslie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for
All
having
right.
me.
We'll take a break and come right back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins. Bars. Bags of 90% silver. Gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You will always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
The Ramsey Show.
You can start from nothing in America and become a millionaire. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah. It's very, very real. And I just can't stand these people. I mean, social media has just become a black hole of stupid. It's just hate-filled everywhere. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know what? You can actually become a millionaire, and we're going to show people it can be done.
Yeah.
A million's not a billion, but it's more than most people got.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures. You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, in a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car, drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, "Advertising doesn't work." Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022.
Hey, WILO friends, we have exciting news for you.
You can now listen to Party Line
from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Oh!
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are, just a couple minutes left in the program at 659-3338. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got Melissa Miller over there, too. I want to thank our sponsors, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, and Mel's Starlight Drive-In. Here we are, and tomorrow we're going to talk with Park Superintendent Bart Craning, Melissa, and I know they have got some a lot going on with the Parks Department right now as they've been cleaning and refurbishing and rehashing and restructuring some of the parks. And, of course, the big aquatic center being built at TPA. And I don't know the last time you drove past that, but, boy, is that coming together.
Yeah, and they're getting it put together very quickly. The other thing, too, a lot of people don't realize they're going to be putting up Christmas lights pretty soon.
Yeah, you know, I'd mentioned that to them
a couple weeks ago, well, July 4th, when we were out there, we were kind of joking around. I said, it won't be long. And they said, oh, no, we were pulling them out last week.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot to put that display together.
Yeah, it does. But, wow, how worth it is it? You know?
You know, I don't know about them, but for all of us,
we sure enjoy it,
amazing,
don't we?
And we really enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, this computer continues to do some weird things on me here. Luckily,
well, really quickly, while you're refreshing,
yes,
that,
thank you.
I know you were talking about the road closure on State Road 26. I don't want people to get confused, because from 75 to 29 going east, it's already closed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've been working on.
Right, right.
Now what they're going to do is they're going to close from 29 to the county line, which is just west of Rusheville.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all that road that I've been telling you needs to be redone.
Right.
That's what they're going to, according to this, they're going to rehabilitate.
Yeah.
And we hope that means they're going to tear it up and repave it.
We knew this was coming.
It's a mess.
And they're doing a lot up in that area. There's a lot going on there. As they were looking to widen 26, basically, is a big part of this project, all the way from a little west of Rossville, I think, to almost Rusheville or points beyond. It gets better.
Yeah.
It gets better as you get closer to Rusheville, but
The Howard County part of it's already been done.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the Clinton County part that they're trying to get done.
Yeah. But that could pose some challenges. But again, if you're patient and you're local, you know the way around. There's a county road always, usually, that can get you around.
Yeah, it's going to pose a few issues for especially the farmers that farm right there on 26.
Yeah, it'll be
tough
to get
around.
There's
not a whole lot of options to get to those fields.
That's for sure. 1 week from this Friday will be our first high school football action. We're going to have Tri-West at Western. Instead of doing it on WILO, as we have for 63 years, we're going to move it over to HoosierLandTV.com so everybody can see and enjoy and take full advantage of this beautiful video we're now able to provide. And we're going to do that all season long with Don and Carl. We'll also be starting up Inside the Huddle here probably in the next couple weeks or so. Later this week, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on Friday, and then Stephanie Cooper with the YMCA on Monday. I would also like to talk more and maybe get some phone calls from some listeners tomorrow about the chickens in Mulberry, or the lack of, or the hope of being able to raise chickens in Mulberry. It seemed like it was going to be a pretty hot topic on Facebook, so I thought we'd jump on that too as well. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, Melissa.
All right.
Thank you, and thanks for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Mel Starlight Drive-In, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. We will be back for the Thursday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.